The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to register, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the town of Nazareth, into Judea, to the town of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was from the house and family line of David. He went to be registered with Mary, his wife, who was pledged to him in marriage and was expecting a child. And so it was that while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The Gospel of our Lord. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. There were in the same country shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude from the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward mankind." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Now let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they told others the message they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed by what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The Gospel of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Luke chapter 2, which we just heard over the previous two lessons, is probably the most often read and memorized extended section of Scripture. And of course, one of the reasons that Christians read Luke chapter 2 so often, and one of the reasons it's memorized so thoroughly, starting when we are little children in Christmas pageants, Christmas worship services, one of the reasons for that is the account that we find in Luke chapter 2, the very important story of the birth of our Savior Jesus. But I think one of the other reasons that Christians like to read this chapter of Scripture, and one of the reasons that it's just kind of easy and natural to memorize Luke chapter 2, is because all of the action that is taking place in Luke chapter 2, everything that's happening in these 20 verses. You know, the more action there is in a story, the more things that are going on, the more fun it is to read, and the easier it is to memorize it, to learn it by heart. Just think of everything that happens in these 20 verses of Scripture. You have the most powerful man in the world issuing a decree for a census of the entire Roman Empire. So you have everybody in the whole Roman Empire getting on his horse, literally, and traveling to his ancestral hometown to be counted in this census, and naturally, to also pay the tax that goes along with the census. Now, this includes a young couple that is engaged to be married. They are from the tiny town of Nazareth, and they are in rather awkward social position of already expecting a baby, and they travel to his ancestral hometown of Bethlehem to register for the census and pay for the tax. They can't find anywhere to stay for the night, so they set up in a stall. And on that night, of all the nights in the world, some seemingly terrible timing, but actually perfect timing, the child picks that night to be born into the world. And then you've got the shepherds who are out in the fields taking care of their flocks. They are filled with panic first and then awe as the angels announce the birth of their Savior to them. The angels first go running to the manger to worship Jesus, and then they go running out to the streets of Bethlehem to tell the people there about the birth of the Savior that night. And then, of course, you've got the crowds in Bethlehem trying to figure all of this out, trying to put together everything that the shepherds have told them. And we can try to wrap our minds around everything that is going on in Luke chapter 2, try to figure out everything that's happening. And it's so important in the middle of all of that action, in the middle of all of that activity, to stop, to just hold still for a minute and to think deeply about what is happening on Christmas night. You know, this is what God gave the Virgin Mary the wisdom to do on Christmas night. Can you imagine everything that Mary was feeling that night in her mind, in her body, all of the activity swirling around her? Young Mary had the wisdom to just stop, to just hold still and ponder, think deeply about what was happening that night, and treasure it in her heart. And that's an important thing for us to do too, because it's not just Luke chapter 2 that is full of motion and activity during our Christmas season. It is our entire Christmas experience. Most of us have been living the past several weeks of our lives with our head on a swivel, and by the time you finally get to Christmas night, all of the other things that you've been doing and all of the other things that you have been thinking about, your brain is exhausted, your body is worn out, and it's so important for us, with all of this motion and all of this activity swirling around us at Christmas time, it is so important for us to just stop, to hold still, and to ponder what is happening on Christmas and treasure it in our own hearts. Today, in the town of David, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. On Christmas, a Savior is born for us. He is the Messiah, the Christ, the one that God promised. The Son of God lowered himself to be born in that way and in that place, and came into our world to rescue us from our sin, to make us right with God, and to open up the door to heaven for us. With everything else happening around you right now, in the middle of all of the motion and the activity, stop to ponder that truth and treasure it in your heart. Today, in the town of David, a Savior is born for you. Amen.